Hello, hello, hello. Guess what? It's Thursday night. Do you guys hear this? Do you know that song? Come on, everybody knows that song. That's a song by a guy named CeeLo, who, if you didn't know, was originally part of a group, band, duo called Goody Mob. Look up Goody Mob. That song right there, this song right here. That song right there has been on the Billboard charts for like, I think like 47 weeks, 48 weeks. It's played everywhere. It's played on the radio. I play it in clubs all the time. We play it everywhere. Everyone knows that song. CeeLo has his own show on Fuse. I'm so happy. I love that guy. That song inspired me to do a very special show tonight. I'm so stoked right now. Now let me give you a little disclaimer. Mom, I know my mom listens to the show sometimes. I just hung out with her last week. I love you, Mom. She came to New York. We went out to Mermaid Inn. I took her out to a couple places. I showed her around the neighborhood. Mom, if you're listening right now, please turn off the show. If your name is Mom, if anyone calls you Mom, you might want to turn off the show right now, because tonight's show is my show. It's dedicated to me and something that I wanted to do. Tom, I love you. I hope you back me in this. I hope we don't get in any trouble. Tonight's show is a very special show. That song right now that you hear, that's a little clue of what it's going to be like tonight. Hang in there. I'm going to get it started. I'm not even going to tell you the theme of the show. You can just figure it out. I love you guys. Get ready. Turn it up. Retweet. Tell your friends. Tell everyone to check it out right now. First person, Thursday night. Here we go.
I gave you all of my trust. I'ma quit this crazy scene. Uh-huh. It's funny, uh-huh. cause this is what I waited to be. Being on stage was amazing to me. But now I'm in the game and ain't the way that it seems.
Yeah, I'ma make a lot of
make
money.
A lot of money.
And I'm gonna quit this crazy.
Well, I'ma quit this crazy scene. Cause being famous ain't not what they make it to be. But back then, y'all, this was my favorite dream. But now, I wouldn't hesitate, I would leave. Cause I'ma
make a lot of money.
Oh, well, I guess I got problems. Dropped out of school, ain't think about college. Nope. So my apologies to my mother and father for being stubborn ever since I was a toddler.
I'ma make a lot of
make
money.
A lot of money.
Then I'm gonna quit this crazy.
Well, I'ma quit this crazy dream. As I hit the stage, all the ladies scream. And when I pass by, they all waving at me. But I've been getting tired, y'all pray for me.
Make a lot of money.
Make a lot of money.
Quit this crazy.
Oh, what? You say it could be worse? Well, here, step in my shoes, put yourself in my shirt. I'm only human, y'all, so we all gotta work. But sometimes I wonder why I even came to this earth.
I'ma make a lot of money.
Make a lot of money.
Then I'm gonna quit this crazy.
Sometimes I just feel hopeless. Pacing back and forth, man, I can't even focus. So I'm always smoking in the booth recording. As my mind races like Jeff Gordon, I'ma
make a lot of money.
A lot of money.
Then I'm gonna quit this crazy. Huh.
It ain't a question to me. Look at me, I know what I'm destined to be. This is spiritual, y'all. I'm resting in peace, but pretty soon I'll be resting in peace.
I'ma make a lot of
make
money.
Make a lot of money.
Then I'm gonna quit this crazy.
Huh. But still, it just ain't enough, cause the rest of the world still just waking up. So all the real niggas can relate to this stuff. Those who asleep still hating on us. Cause I'ma
make a lot of
make
money.
A lot of money.
Then I'm gonna quit this crazy.
Come on, yo, act like I can't feel you. I can look in your eyes and tell you what you done been through. And I could give a fuck because I got bigger issues. So at this point in my life, how can I get through?
I'ma make a lot of
make
money.
Make a lot of money.
Then I'm gonna quit this crazy.
A lot of haters attack, but it's my job to speak the truth on the track. So say what you like, you just giving me gas. So by now, I got enough to drive to Venus and back. Summer.
Make a lot of
make
money.
Make a lot of money.
Then I'm gonna quit this crazy. Huh.
Look, this is my stress reliever. But somehow, it became my stressful demon. So I get up in this booth and I'm heated. Like they said, I'm turning atheist into believers. I'ma
make a lot of
make
money.
Make a lot of money.
Then I'm gonna quit this crazy.
Fuck the money, I'm leaving. I'm going back home after I break even. I said what I said, so as long as I'm speaking, Bob got the upper hand. As long as I'm breathing, I'ma
make a lot of money.
Fuck the money.
Then I'm gonna quit this crazy.
Yeah, Sean Khalifa, man. 501 Young. Fools talking it, but they don't mind.
Niggas the game when game's all I got. The car, your dreams, we push it off the lot. Besides smoking the most expensive pot, baby, I'm trying to
make a lot of money. then I'm gonna quit this yeah. Crazy.
We're not quitting. I bought my niggas ball, we like Jordan and Scott Pippen. Tried to tell them before, for some reason or another, they would not listen. Tell the driver we smoke and raise the partition.
Make a lot of money.
Meet a lot of bad women. Smoke joints with them, take them all swimming. Shop, drink, liquor until we fall. Some will say that it's wrong, it's what I call living. And them groupies ain't afraid to get in the car with them. Leaving their man to get high as my credit card limit. Fuck them all, I'm trying to
make a lot of money. Then I'm gonna quit this.
That's
this
real
crazy.
Shit. Weed jars, muscle car garage. Charge it to the game, no signature being forged. The boss of my own shit, I'm in charge. Only one goal, live life, live large, yeah.
Make a lot of money.
Playing my part. Larry Johnson, now they round of applause for what I've accomplished. Fucking awesome.
So, as I was saying, first person tonight is basically songs that have words in them that I don't primarily use. I don't, if you know me, if you follow me on Twitter, or you know me in any way, you know that I'm not really big into using language that might offend people. But that doesn't mean that I don't love music with the F word in the title, or that, or other words in the title. Sometimes when I, you know, sometimes when I run, or sometimes when I'm, you know, hanging out getting rowdy, you know, whatever. I don't have to say it. Maybe the artist can say it. I also celebrate no censorship. I celebrate freedom of speech. And I think that I was thinking about how crazy it is that CeeLo's song is so huge and it has the F word in the title. And I saw him play the other night, and he said, well, forget you. And I always say bump instead. Like, so the last songs that you heard was Bump It, I Don't Want You Back by Iman, that was, came out a couple years ago, and then a song called Bump the Money with Bob and Wiz Khalifa. I thought it'd be kind of fun. Like, I hope everybody don't get offended. I just think it's funny. There's a song coming up by Kate Nash. We got NWA, of course. Nouveau Vague, one of my favorite artists. Nelly Furtado. Like, I just went all over the place and I found all these different people that had some interesting, you know, freedom of speech words in their song titles. So that's what First Person is all about tonight. I'm going to answer some questions. I don't have any guests. Sorry. I need to get some guests back on the show. I think I'm going to get my brothers, just because they're my brothers. I might get my friend Frankie, aka Eeknarf. Frankie Backwards, if you look up his Tumblr or his blog, he's an amazing artist. Maybe Mark Moran from Superfun. I don't know. Might get Matt Devine back on here. I love you, Maddie. I'm going to get back into the show right now, and then I'll come back and answer some questions. I got a lot of questions on Tumblr and Twitter. And yeah. Yo. Call up your best friend. Tell him to check it out right now, First Person.
take the motherfucking stand. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help your black ass?
You goddamn right.
But won't you tell everybody what the fuck you gotta say?
Fuck the police coming straight from the underground. A young nigga got it bad cause I'm brown. And not the other color, so police think they have the authority to kill a minority. Fuck that shit cause I ain't the one for a punk motherfucker with a badge and a gun to be beaten on. And thrown in jail, we can go toe to toe in the middle of a sale. Fucking with me cause I'm a teenager with a little bit of gold and a pager. Searching my car, looking for the product. Thinking every nigga is selling narcotics. You rather see me in the pen than me and Lorenzo rolling in a Benzo. Be the police out of shape, and when I finish, bring the yellow tape to tape off the scene of the slaughter. Still getting swole off bread and water. I don't know if they fags or what. Search a nigga down and grabbing his nuts. And on the other hand, without a gun, it can't get none. But don't let it be a black and a white one, cause they'll slam you down to the street top. Black police showing out for the white cop. Cube will swarm on any motherfucker in a blue uniform. Just cause I'm from the CPT, punk police are afraid of me, huh? A young nigga on the warpath, and when I finish, it's gonna be a bloodbath of cops dying in LA. Yo, Dre, I got something to say.
Testimony to the jury about this fucked up incident.
Fuck the police and Red said it with authority. Because the niggas on the street is a majority of gang. It's with whoever I'm stepping. And a motherfucking weapon is kept in a stash spot for the so-called law. Wishing Ren was a nigga that they never saw. Lights start flashing behind me. But they're scared of a nigga, so they mace me to blind me. But that shit don't work, I just laugh. Because it gives them a hint not to step in my path. But police, I'm saying, fuck you, punk. Rights and shit, it's all junk. Pulling out a silly club so you stand with a fake ass badge and a gun in your hand. But take off the gun so you can see what's up, and we'll go at it, punk, and I'ma fuck you up. Make you think I'ma kick your ass, but drop your gat and Red's gonna blast. I'm sneaky as fuck when it comes to crime, but I'ma smoke them now and not next time. Smoke any motherfucker that sweats me, any asshole that threatens me. I'm a sniper with a hell of a scope, taking out a cop or two. They can't cope with me, the motherfucking villain that's mad, with potential to get bad as fuck. So I'ma turn it around, put in my clip, yo, and this is the sound. Yeah, something like that, but it all depends on the size of the gap. Taking out a police would make my day, but a nigga like Ren don't give a fuck to say.
Fuck the police.
Tell the jury how you feel about this bullshit.
I'm tired of the motherfucking jacking. Sweating my gang while I'm chilling in the shack and shining the light in my face, and for what? Maybe it's because I kick so much, but I kick ass. Or maybe because I blast on a stupid ass nigga when I'm playing with the trigger of an Uzi or an AK. Because the police always got something stupid to say. They put out my picture with silence. Because my identity by itself causes violence. So E with the criminal behavior. Yeah, I'm a gangster, but still I got flavor. Without a gun and a badge, what do you got? A sucker in a uniform waiting to get shot by me or another nigga. And with a gat, it don't matter if he's smaller or bigger. And as y'all know, E's here the rule. Whenever I'm rolling, keep looking in the mirror. And it's on cue, yo, so I can hear a dumb motherfucker with a gun. And if I'm rolling off the eight, he'll be the one that I take out and then get away. While I'm driving off laughing, this is what I'll say. Fuck the police.
Find you guilty of being a redneck, white bread, chicken shit motherfucker.
Wait, that's a lie!
See? See? I don't even have to say anything. I don't even have to ever say a curse word because there's enough curse words out there to take care of all of us. That was Kate Nash with Song and NWA with Bump the Police. I'd like to dedicate that to my little brother Benj because he loves NWA. If you ever see him DJ, you're about to see about 45 minutes to an hour and a half of Game and NWA. And I won't complain because I love NWA. And I love Ice Cube. Rest in peace, Eazy-E. All right. Now, I'm going to answer some questions. I have some interesting questions. Let me see. Let's see what we have on the docket for this evening. We'll interrupt all the cursing to get into some questions. The most beautiful place you ever visit. Sunsets in Fast Forward. Wrote me on Tumblr, my Tumblr, Mr. Mean, and asked the most beautiful place I've ever visited. And I have to say, Where was it? Monte Carlo. My brother and I, Joel got asked to do something. What did we do? We did the Lost video. We went and did the Lost video with this band called Lost. They're an Italian band. And then we hopped over to Monte Carlo, and there was this charity event. And I remember it was like Nelly and the Dream and someone else playing in this event. And I went along just as a plus one to just hang out and be brother time. And man, I gotta tell you, Monte Carlo is one of the most beautiful places on the planet. Basically, the way I can describe it to you is Monte Carlo has a mountain that goes right into the water. So you're standing in the hotel and you're looking at the mountain in like mist, and then you're like looking down at the water and there's like cruise ships right there. So yeah, Sunsets in Fast Forward. I was a plus one along for that trip. Not a baller. I didn't gamble. I didn't do anything. I remember seeing, like, I guess there was going to be a car race there the next week. But sometimes, man, it's a little weird. Like, you're in this world and you're just like, you got $5 in your pocket. But if you're up for the adventure, you can go anywhere. Just start walking. And Monte Carlo is probably one of the most beautiful places I think I'll ever see as... and make movies about that place. Let's see. This person, Zygote Imperialist. I'm reading it right off the cuff. You seem like the type that would never go by the rules of twos and don'ts of fashion. But now that it's summer, could you lead me a direction of what to wear? It doesn't matter if it's boys' clothes or girls' clothes. What do you think looks good when people wear it? Danelle. Alright, here's the deal. I never fancied myself a stylist. I ended up styling a bunch of photo shoots, and I've styled music videos, and I am gonna let you guys in on a little something right now, and I don't care. I mean, I do care what people think. That's BS. I care what people think. I'm learning not to care what people think, and I'm learning to just be myself and be accepted by people, and I think that goes along with this question. I pick things that I like are people that I think are cool, and I really, like, I'm influenced by them. And I'm a grown person now, but I think that's the kid-like part of me that still stays there. Like, I still look at my favorite bands or my favorite people or my favorite movies, and I, like, go out to thrift stores a lot. I don't really buy... I buy some new things. Like, I post stuff on my blog. Like, I got some, like, Native shoes just because I met people from that company and I really back that company. Or certain things that I wear, like, I wear because I really like the people that make them. And I gotta tell you, like, if you identify with something, like, you know, if you're a girl or a dude or anybody, young or old, if you see something that you like and you identify with it and it's comfortable, you know, that's what I think you should do. I think you should just wear and be what you like, because if it's at the mall, that's cool, like, that's fine. I'm not, you know, I think that you should just wear and be and do what you like. Just do what speaks to you. Like, I, you know, that's the one thing that I started to do. I didn't really have a choice what was publicly seen of me when certain things happened in my life. And I've just accepted it. And, you know, I didn't choose, like, a lot of situations in my life, and all of us have that. None of us choose all the situations in our life. And I just basically had, you know, I encourage people to just get comfortable with yourself. If you got big muscles or little muscles, or big feet or small feet or whatever, like, it doesn't matter. If you like looking at pictures of Scottie Pippen from 1994 and the Bulls are your favorite team and you really like Scottie Pippen shoes, go on eBay, hunt them down, and get Scottie's shoes. And that's part of your personality. I think you should wear your personality. I think you should, if you like cut-off jean shorts, I don't really wear cut-off jean shorts because I think they look funny on me, but I see them on people and I'm like, that looks really fresh on that guy. Like, and I think that's where we get twisted in this world. Like, we just see someone in a magazine and we just try to wear what the magazine tells us is cool. And I think that it's really about finding your own icons that encourage you to, like, be, if you're in love with art and you like looking at pictures of Jackson Pollock and you like the way he wore, like, a white rolled-up dress shirt and had paint all over it, or if you like, you know, like, black and white stripes, like, you know, I don't want to drag on about it, but it's basically, that's my biggest, I get a lot of questions like that on Tumblr or whatever because of the styling work that I've done, and I always encourage, when I style a band, I just research where they're from, I listen to their music, I like try to find out about them, so that when I show up, I have stuff that's related to them, not just what's in the magazine, not just what everybody says is cool. I think that's the coolest people on the planet, like, remind you of something else. That you're like, oh wow, like, I remember those shoes, those Scottie Pippen shoes that Scottie Pippen wore in 1995. Like, where did you find those? Like, that's what I encourage you to wear. I think that you should be what you want. And if you make something of your own, or if you find something, or if you go to the mall. I'm not against malls. So many people are against malls. Like, I go to the mall every chance I get because I think the mall reminds me of being young. And I always want to be young. I always want to stay young forever. So, speaking of staying young forever, I like to listen to music with curse words. I'm going to get back into the show. I'm going to play a song by the Dead Kennedys, but it's covered by this girl called Nouveau Vague. I'm a huge fan of her. Check her out. Yeah, first person.
Non, mais dégueule pas vraiment.
To a party, I danced all night. I drank 16 beers and started up a fight. But now I'm jaded. You're out of luck. I'm rolling down the stairs, too drunk to fuck. Your gun. Shooting out cop tires sounds like loads and loads of fun. But in my room, wish you were dead. You bawl like a baby in a razor head. Too drunk to fuck. Too
the club.
That's right.
Hey, Econ.
That's right.
Oh, wait.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Dollar.
Hey. Special in strip club.
T-Pain.
Convict.
That's right. Convict. Convict.
I own the club.
That's right.
Hey, Econ.
That's right.
Oh, wait.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Dollar.
Hey.
Special in strip club.
T-Pain.
Convict.
That's right.
Club with a mug so mean. Got them niggas like, who the fuck is that? Then I hopped up out the car so clean. Got them hoes like, who the fuck is that? Hit the door like right, left, back, forth. Yeah, I got money, nigga, that's a cost. Hit the stage where the B-boy stands. The club on the like, who the fuck is that?
Pull up with something tinted, 200 on the dash. Y'all shit rented, I drop cash. Watch the doors lift up, this nigga done with mad. I'm what you never had, some of this and some of that. Tell that bitch to give me kiss, then I smack her on the ass. Throw a stack at her and laugh. This shit to me ain't nothing, how much money do you have? That's not up for discussion, I be mashing out with something European on them buttons. I've been rich since I was 11, my grams look like sevens. My killers look like ravens, hey, you better count your blessings. Comic piece around my neck, misdemeanor on my wrist. Got a felon on my pinky, got you blinking when it glists. I got strippers on the payroll, charges in Diego. Yayo like it's mayo, don't play around with me pesos. You should see the stilo, neighborhood Nino. Bitches call me Dollar, but these niggas call me Devo.
I hit the club with a mug so mean. Got them niggas like, who the fuck is that? Then I hopped up out the car so clean. Got them hoes like, who the fuck is that? Hit the door like right, left, back, forth. Yeah, I got money, nigga, that's a cost. Hit the stage where the B-boy stands. The club on the like, who the fuck is that?
We the realest niggas that you ever saw. Don't make me have to come around and spread all y'all. World so small, as big as a golf ball. Just like them perky titties that's pressing against the wall. And while we tossing dollars, baby, staring at my team. She wishing a nigga had it looking so clean. Track jacket on my back, looking mint green. Hanging off my ass is some convict jeans. Can no longer fit her, getting a lot of cheddar. No matter how you look at it, bet I can do it better. No need to look in bitter like a glass of Amaretto. Got a little vendetta, then break off the heavy metal. Pull up on that trigger like I'm pulling on these hoes. After Magic City, nigga, anything goes. So impatient, can't wait the club close. I'll be in that Lambo parked outside the door.
Hey, I hit the club with a mug so mean. Got them niggas like, who the fuck is that? Then I hopped up out the car so clean. Got them hoes like, who the fuck is that? Hit the door like right, left, back, forth. Yeah, I got money, nigga, that's of course. Hit the stage where the B-boy stands. The club on the like, who the fuck is that?
Hey, I be shining like a motherfucker. BBS is blanking. Steve Urkel by the ton. That purple state is stanking. You talking to the digging. I got swag, I got juice. See me in that Bentley coupe. Right in front of running shoot. You be running when I shoot. I be shooting when you running. Kind got me out the streets. Told me Dollar get the money. Now I'm in the club stunting like, la da da da. Laughing at these clown niggas like, ha. Look, you fucking with a winner, stripping lobster for the dinner. Veteran in the game, you other niggas just beginners. In my deep boy stands, bout to pop a rubber band. Fuck that fighting in the club, you niggas fucking up my plans. I'm trying to get a dance, her name and her number. Take her to the telly, get some brain in the Hummer. You niggas make it rain, why Dollar make it thunder? Album coming soon, bitch, get ready for the summer.
I hit the club with a mug so mean. Got them niggas like, who the fuck is that? Then I hopped up out the car so clean. Got them hoes like, who the fuck is that? Hit the door like right, left, back, forth. Yeah, I got money, nigga, that's a cost. Hit the stage where the B-boy stands. The club on the like, who the fuck is that?
Yep, 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 yep. Welcome back to First Person. If you're just tuning in, you have really missed out on something special. I'm just kidding. We have podcasts. If you just tuned in, you have to, you guys, all of you, everyone all at once needs to hit up Adobe Tom, because at Adobe Tom on Twitter is in charge of putting up podcasts. And I know he has a full plate, but he really needs to pay more attention to First Person. I'm just kidding. Me. That was Nouveau Vague, Too Drunk to Bump, a cover of the Dead Kennedys song. And Who the Bump Is That? Dala featuring Akon and T-Pain. I love Akon. I love T-Pain. I don't know Dala. I have to check out more of Dala stuff. Tonight's show, if you're just tuning in, is some words that we don't always get to say or play on the radio. I was saying before, CeeLo has a gigantic song this summer with Bump You or Forget You. And I was just thinking about how much I love songs with curses in the title. Let me see. I was going to say, I just answered a couple questions. Maybe I'll answer one more. Okay, hold on. Okay. What was your favorite show as a kid? Cassie, DCMA. My favorite show as a kid, we used to come home from school and I would watch a lot of TV as a kid. I don't really watch TV much anymore. I have DVDs of a lot of my favorite shows from growing up. And my favorite show growing up was a show called Family Ties, just because I never realized it until more recently, but the Family Ties, the dynamic of the family and Family Ties is a lot like my family. Like, there was the, like, oldest brother that was born to, like, some hippies that turned into, like, wannabe yuppies, and that was kind of like my parents. They were, like, hippies that, like, then tried to, like, become, you know, whatever. And I thought Alex P. Keaton was the coolest guy on the planet because he was short, and, like, I was real short, and he was, like, super energetic guy. Like, Michael J. Fox is one of my favorite actors of all time, you know, to this day, everything. I love that guy. I would give my right arm to save that dude from the battle that he's going through right now. I would literally, maybe not my left arm. I'll give my left arm. That show, Family Ties, my favorite. I loved Silver Spoons. I loved Mr. Belvedere. I loved Who's the Boss. Family Ties is really my favorite. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was good. Family Ties is still my favorite. The Cosby Show. Cosby Show and Family Ties might be neck and neck. I love the Cosby Show. I really, really love it. I dreamed of, like, being in New York and family like the Cosby Show. I always wanted to be, like, adopted by the Cosbys because I just loved them. Like, and Lisa Bonet was so hot, and that would be so ill to have a dad like Bill Cosby. If the Cosby Show and Family Ties was one show, if they would have done a show where they went on vacation and ran into each other, that would be the movie of a lifetime. Those two shows are the best of all time. One more question. Very Large Squid asked me via Tumblr, what was your major in college? My major in college was, I started as an art major. This is a true story. I was heavy in the art classes in high school. I failed my math classes a bunch. I left home as a senior in high school. I left home and had a job. I had a job at like 15. And so I was a good student with a good heart, but I have some learning disabilities. I mean, to this day, like, math is not my strong point, but I ended up going to interview at this college in Greensboro, North Carolina, and I got accepted, and I failed in my senior year, and it was a huge setback, but I got to graduate from summer school, and I started as an art major. Then some things happened in my life that kind of changed some stuff, and some people know, some people don't, I decided that I really wanted to get into advertising because I could do art and do business at the same time, and maybe it would be a more feasible thing, and I became a business major. I've switched from art to business. It's crazy. I had an art show in my freshman year, and I was painting and, like, doing all this drawing and stuff, and I switched over and I went into business. And this lady named Cynthia Hansen. Teachers have always been a huge impact in my life, and Cynthia Hansen was one of the head of the business department, and she kept me in college. I would have quit if it wasn't for her. And man, I could go on about teachers all day long. If you're a teacher, thank you so much. Teachers don't get paid what they should. Teachers are the rock stars of my world, and I hope to one day be a teacher. I love teachers, and I love teaching, and I appreciate it. Teachers are more rock stars than anyone else in my mind, and I became a business major, specializing in economics and marketing. And I studied marketing and economics, and really it gave me a huge appreciation for art in the world of marketing and economics. And I really do think to today, like, I don't even know what I am. I just came to, I'm being honest right now. Like, it's easy for me to stand in a room and, like, hold a microphone and play some music and tell you guys, like, the truth. I don't even know what I am. I don't have any clue. Like, I DJ music and I do stuff, but, I mean,
going to school is huge for me because I, you know, put myself through school and it was really hard. And, you know, the answer to the question is I was a marketing and econ, you know, business major. But I, in my heart, I'll always be an art student, and in my heart, I'll always be backing the arts and trying to make it so that art can live in every area of the world. Anyways, I'm going to get back into the show. We're going to get back into the curse words. I'm going to go with a Pink song, and I know that it's a commercial song, and I know that you heard it on commercial radio, but I love Pink. Alicia is her name. She's a real person. Alicia and Carrie are really the most amazing people. If you ever get the chance to meet them, I back Pink 150% and Carrie Hart, and I love that the music that she makes is accepted the way it is, and I love Pink in a friend way. I mean, I'm a big fan of Pink. So here we go with Effin' Perfect on First Person.
Made a wrong turn once or twice, dug my way out, blood and fire. Bad decisions, that's alright. Welcome to my silly life. Mistreated, displaced, misunderstood, misknown.
Yeah. y'all want a single say fuck that. Fuck that, fuck that. Y'all want a single say fuck that. Fuck that, fuck that. Y'all want a single say fuck that. Fuck that, fuck that. Y'all want a single say fuck that.
Pink, Effing Perfect, and Korn with Bump That. Now, that song, if you listen to the very beginning of it, it says, y'all in a single say Bump That. Now, the thing about it is, I'm going to touch on this, and I think I might try to touch on this from every day here on out on my radio show. I'm going to give 2 minutes to this topic. That song right there, first of all, thank you, Billy Blood. The little Billy Blood turned a song on to Korn years ago. And if you don't know who Billy Blood is, get familiar. Korn came up in a time when record labels dictated what you could put out, because the only channels to put out music were the radio and tapes and CDs. And there was no internet radio, and there was no blogs, and there was no, you know, XYZ. There was no all this other stuff. I want to take a minute to thank Tom Chaney, who started Idovi, everyone that's writes a blog, and anyone that does it for the fact to just put music out there. That we are entering a new age. 2 minutes, guys. We're entering a new age where you don't have to feel like you're trapped in releasing music that you have to release. You don't have to write songs to do anything. And you can write a song that you want. That song right there is written out of, like, you know, Jonathan Davis is saying, if y'all want a single, you know, whatever. He's saying F that. this is a really, really great time. I just want to take a minute out to say awesome, thank you, bless you for listening to this. Spread the word, check out blogs, make opinions that are, you know, hopefully positive, whatever. Make music, make bands, make MP3s, make it all. Put it out there. Hopefully, you know, we come to a new way of that people can make a living. Live shows. What about a live show? Go to a live show, buy a t-shirt. I say it every week. I'm going to start having this diatribe for 2 minutes, like about a minute and a half right here. I just want to say thank you guys. Buy a ticket, buy a t-shirt, enjoy music, be part of it. Be part of the fixing of this thing. And thank you, Jonathan Davis, for making that song, because it will forever have that memory of that time. We're no longer locked in that channel. We now have all these different things. Thank you guys for listening to First Person. I'm going to go ahead and play. I think I have a few more minutes. I'm going to go ahead and play. Please don't turn this off when the Patti Smith comes on. I know it's might be for people that don't know Patti Smith. It might seem a little different, but look up Patti Smith, look at pictures of Patti Smith, look up the history of Patti Smith. You guys need to know about this. Patti Smith is awesome. And some people might be saying, like, of course we know Patti Smith, but some people don't. And it's awesome. Patti Smith wrote songs like Because the Night, you know, the song that the 10,000 Maniacs covered. But she wrote a lot of other songs that are really controversial, really, like, crazy stuff. She's still alive. You can still see Patti Smith. Check out, I'm going to play Patti Smith, and then I'm going to play Nelly Furtado. I don't care about what's on the radio and what's not and what people think. And I want you guys, I'm very passionate about it. I want you guys to try and open your minds and accept the fact that, like, some of this stuff is written about as cool and some of this stuff is looked at as otherwise. I'm going to play Patti Smith. I'm going to play Nelly Furtado. You decide. And listen to what Nelly Furtado says in the song, you guys. It's written about critics. It's written about people that decide that they don't like something once it gets on the radio. If you like something, why wouldn't you want it on the radio? First Person.
And time to pay off. I get this job in a piss factory inspecting pipe. 40 hours, $36 a week, but it's a paycheck, Jack. It's so hot in here, hot like Sahara. You could faint from the heat, but these bitches are just too lame to understand. Too goddamn grateful to get this job, to know they're getting screwed up the ass. All these women that got no teeth and gum or cranium, and the way they suck hot sausage. But me, well, I wasn't saying too much neither. I was more a schoolgirl, hard-working asshole. I figured I was speedo motorcycle, had to earn my dough, had to earn my dough. But no, you gotta relate, right? You gotta find the rhythm within. Floor boss slides up to me and he says, hey, sister, you're just moving too fast. You're screwing up the quota. You're doing your piecework too fast. Now you get off your Mustang, Sally. You ain't going nowhere. You ain't going nowhere. I lay back. I get my nerve up. I take a swig of Rome Alarm. I walk up to Hot Shit Dot Hook and I say, hey, hey, sister. It don't matter whether I do labor fast or slow. There's always more labor after. She's real Catholic, see? She fingers her cross and she says, there's one reason. There's one reason. You do it my way or I push your face in. We need you in the John if you don't get off your Mustang, Sally. If you don't shape it up, baby. Shake it up, baby. Twist and shout. Oh, what I could will a radio hear. James Brown singing I Lost Someone. Oh, the Chesters and the Paragons and Georgia Woods, the guy with the goods and guided missiles. But no, I got nothing, no diversion, no window. Nothing here but a porthole in the plaster. In the plaster, where I look down at sweet Teresa's convent. All those nurses, all those nuns scattering around with their blue hoods like cats in mourning. Oh, to me, they, you know, to me, they look pretty damn free down there, not having to press those smooth, not having to smooth those hands against hot steel, not having to worry about the in-speed, the dogma, the in-speed of labor. Oh, they look pretty damn free down there, the way they smell. The way they smell, I'm here, I gotta be up here, smelling Dot, hooks, midwife, sweat. I would rather smell the way Inspection, inspection is driving me insane. In steel, next to Dot Hook, or we may look the same. Shoulder to shoulder, sweating, 110 degrees. But I will never faint, I will never faint. They laugh and they expect me to faint, but I will never faint. I refuse to lose, I refuse to fall down. Because you see, it's the monotony that's got to me. Every afternoon like the last one, every afternoon like a rerun. Next to Dot Hook, and yeah, we look the same. Both pumping steel, both sweating. But you know, she got nothing to hide. And I got something to hide here called desire. I got something to hide here called desire. And I will get out of here. You know, the fear potion is just about to come. In my nose is the taste of sugar. And I got nothing to hide here save desire. And I'm gonna go. I'm gonna get out of here. I'm gonna get out of here. I'm gonna get on that train. And I'm gonna go on that train and go to New York City. And I'm gonna be somebody. I'm gonna get on that train, go to New York City. And I'm gonna be so big. I'm gonna be a big star. And I will never return. Never return, no, never return. To burn out in this piss factory. And I'll travel late. Oh, watch me now.
Shit on the radio. Well, I hate to say, but pop ain't going solo. You like me till you hear my shit on the radio. But now I'm just a machine for you, oh no. You like me till you see me on your TV. Well, if you're so low below, then why you watching? You say good things come to those who wait. I've been waiting a long time for it. I remember the days when I was so. Well, I never seen change without a fire. But from your mouth, I seen a lot of burning. But underneath, I think it's a lot of yearning. Your face, the colors change from green to yellow. To the point where you can't even say hello. You tell me you'd kill me if I ever snob you out. Like that's what you expect from me, like that's what I'm about. I remember the days when I was so. Thank you.
Ayo. It's the end of the show. It's the end of First Person. I'm sorry, guys. Check out the podcast. Hit me up on Twitter. Hit me up on my Tumblr, josh@joshmadden.com. I'm really easy to reach. I'm redoing my website. We're going to have a launch of that. I'm playing Brooklyn Bowl tomorrow night. Come check it out if you're around New York City, or tell your friends to, or somebody come say hello. It's lonely in the DJ booth. That was Nelly Furtado. That was Patti Smith. I'm going to send you out with an insert from Ice Cube. I want you guys to check out The Predator. If you like punk rock music, if you're young and you're angry and you have causes on your brain and you want to fix things and you want to be part of something and you want to have an intelligent conversation and you study politics or you write on websites or you sit in chat rooms or you sit on Twitter or you do whatever or you write your little angry comments, think about what you're saying. Think about what you're doing. Listen to some Ice Cube. It's okay to be angry, but just check it out, man. Like, don't put stuff on the internet that's no good, man. Like, think about a negative and turn it into a positive. I want you to, like, look at Ice Cube, man. He went from being an angry dude to making fun movies, to being part of movies like Lottery Ticket and Are We There Yet and cool stuff. Check out The Predator. It's okay to be young and angry. We're all broke right now. The economy's screwed. But it's time to have fun. We can all create. Breaking down the walls. Check out this little insert from Ice Cube. It's about 2 minutes. It'll make you think. Listen to it a couple times. Look it up. It's called F'em. I love you guys. I'm out. First Person. Till next week.
Jay Jackson, better known as Ice Cube. How you doing?
How you doing?
Good to see you. The fact that the Crips and the Bloods are allegedly coming together. Yeah, you guys have been in the media a lot lately, all the rappers. We mentioned earlier, Cube, that, you know, you have been labeled a lot of things. What do you say to people when they accuse you of being anti-Semitic, anti-Korean, and basically a perpetrator of violence because of your lyrics? What do you say to them?
Caucasian.
Probably the reason they say that is because of some of the lyrics where you refer to women as bitches and hoes and all that. I want to talk a little bit about that, too, because we sort of had a discussion about this the last time.
And yeah.
And that's it. Killing brothers. Folks walking around toting guns. All that kind of stuff. Do you think that sometimes those images and those lyrics help white folks justify their continual racism against us or continuous racism against us?
I speak in a perspective as brothers on what we need to do is look in the mirror. I do want the white community to understand our community more and see what's going on and see what the things they've done to us in the past are still affecting us now, mentally, you know. And the reason I did is because, I mean, everything I said about, you know, everything I said on records before the riot, you know, anything you want to know about the riot was in the records before the riot. So all you had to do was go to the Ice Cube library and pick a record, and it would have told you, you know. I've
so in other words,
warning,
it's almost like a warning or a prophecy.
I've given so many warnings on what's going to happen if we don't get these things straight in our lives, the clashes, that you know, Armageddon is near.
That's it. That's what it's all about, Manny.